8-year-old violinists and arts in Juneau schools have drawn the John F. Kennedy Center to the capital city. Representatives from the nation's Performing Arts Center are scoping out Juneau as a finalist for the Any Given Child program. It honors communities that provide high-quality arts education to all children. As KTOO intern Kelsey Gabrowski reports, Juneau is a finalist because of a unique music program called JAM.
The Juneau second graders retrieve their pint-sized violins, pick up their bows, and play the can-can. Two representatives from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. clap, and one takes photos with his cell phone. On this day, 8-year-old violinist Amira Andrews is among the 24 violinists and 6 cellists performing at Glacier Valley Elementary School.
We have this thing called JAM after school, and we practice and we warm up and we practice songs.
Glacier Valley Elementary began the Juneau Alaska Music Matters program 3 years ago. JAM is one reason Juneau is a finalist in the Kennedy Center's National Any Given Child program. Former Juneau Arts and Humanities Council President Annie Calkins wrote Juneau's application.
The Any Given Child program was initiated by the Kennedy Center as a way to increase equity and access to arts education for students across this country in grades kindergarten through 8.
This isn't the first time the Kennedy Center has been interested in Glacier Valley Elementary. In 2007, the Juneau School was one of 5 National Schools of Distinction winners. Now, Juneau is looking to expand its arts education. That's where Any Given Child comes in. Calkins says city government officials, businesses, arts organizations, artists, and the school district organized a community arts team. If Juneau wins, Calkins says the community will join 10 other cities across America recognized by Any Given Child. No prize money comes with the distinction.
What we get from the Kennedy Center is up to 5 years of technical assistance and training and engagement with figuring out ways that Juneau can increase equity and access across all of our schools.
While the JAM program has expanded to 2 other elementary schools, Calkins says some Juneau schools have higher quality arts programs than others. The objective is to give more students access. Glacier Valley Elementary music teacher Lori Hagee started JAM.
I think what makes our application so strong for the Kennedy Center is the fact that they were astounded by how much a community of just over 30,000 can support a symphony, 3 opera companies, just the amount of arts organizations that are here and how we support them was very exciting for them, as well as the rich cultural heritage that we have here and how we celebrate that here in Juneau.
Hagee says the children build their skills in confidence, teamwork, and memory. Gokhwa Shah has been a private violin instructor for 2 decades. Hagee asked Shah to teach students in the JAM program. Shah says the students started when they were 5 years old, but without their parents in the room to coax them along. They learned how to navigate their first musical experience on their own.
When I first saw them, they just couldn't believe how little they are, a very small size. Now they grow, and also they can play better, because that's what I have to see.
Now the students are in 2nd grade. 8-year-olds Garrett Strickler and Kitty Sweet are used to performing before an audience.
In JAM, we practice all of our songs just in case there's an assembly or like a concert.
I like when I play sounds and I can hear what I play. It makes beautiful sounds.
JAM students have formed quartets and are performing seasonal songs in Glacier Valley classrooms.
They are just so eager to absorb what they're learning that the pace at which they are accomplishing their musical skills on the violin has been astounding.
The Kennedy Center is expected to announce the winning community for Any Given Child in the next couple of weeks. In Juneau, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.